This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another daily tafsir. Alhamdulillah, we're doing a juz a day and we're at juz number 14, nearly halfway through the Quran. Walillahi alhamd. Juz number 14 begins at the beginning of Surah Al-Hijr. And Surah Al-Hijr is one of those majestic surahs, subhanAllah. It begins by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about his vow to protect the Qur'an. إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرِ. I'm the one who's revealed this revelation unto you. وَإِنَّا لَلَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. And I vow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to assure its protection and longevity. And therefore, this sets a very decisive role for the Prophet ﷺ, that he is undoing years of corruption that have entered by the hands of man and mistranslations and misinterpretations of previous scriptures. But that this Qur'an would be kept intact in this native Arabic language that would be passed on and protected in the hearts of people, in the mushaf, and in the practice of humanity. Allah also speaks about His magnificence and His presence and the dominion of His creation, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is irresistible and the one who cannot be contended with. And therefore, He gives this discussion where He speaks about what He has created and He speaks about the resurrection. It's as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, the one who has brought things out of nothing, surely you must understand that He can bring things back in the way that He seeks and in the manner that He seeks. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of Himself as the provider. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about rizq in a variety of capacities. And that rizq is something that is non-human induced. So your rizq and prosperity, all the economies of the world that we have in one way or another, they go back to a divine providence. The rain brings down water, and therefore the earth is irrigated, agriculture grows from it. You look into the depth of the earth and you see from the creation of it the ores that you extract that are the basis of your economies and resources and fossil fuels. All of it in one way or another is beyond human capacity to bring it out of nothingness. We are only there to enjoy the ni'mah and the blessings of Allah. Now this is important because the previous surah, Surah Ibrahim, which we hardly spoke about last time, ends with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about dhulm. Don't believe those who commit corruption on the earth and oppress others that Allah ghafilan amma ya'mal al-zalimin, is unaware. Rather, innama yu'akhiruhum liyawm. Allah defers it for a day that they will be questioned by Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the middle of this surah, the beginning of this juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about His blessing. Don't think that you are so deserving of these things. And in the next chapter, which is also in juz number 14, Surah An-Nahl, which we will speak about, it's about the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how mankind at times have forgotten their place with their maker, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Allah then also speaks to us in Surah Al-Hijr about some of the important stories that He shares with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to strengthen his heart, to give him a conviction, to show him the right way, and that there were people who were great, who were tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Allah would use the word bushra, glad tidings for them, in a test that was coming. And Allah would give bushra to Ibrahim about, a son that he would be gifted, but subhanAllah, you have to leave him out in the desert in Mecca with his mother Hajar. It's a great test. You're going to be given a son, وَبَشَرْنَاهُ بِإِسْحَاقِ, and we gave you a son, Ishaq, and we gave you Ismail, and subhanAllah, you're going to be tested in all of them. Ismail, you're going to be ordered to slaughter him. SubhanAllah. Amazing statements from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with that regard. Allah also says in ayah number 49 and 50, نَبِّ عِبَادِي أَنِّي الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Inform my servants that I'm the most forgiving, the most merciful. وَأَنَّ عَذَابِي هُوَ الْعَذَابُ الْأَلِيمُ. Tell them I'm forgiving and merciful, but that my punishment is equally great and magnificent. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test us with that regard. Allah speaks about Ibrahim in great detail, speaks about Lut in great detail, and that sexual immorality and those kind of things are things that were dealt with by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the most severe way. And it's as if, the greatest test for Lut is that he's calling his people to purity, but they reject him on account of that purity. And ya Muhammad, you're going to call your people to purity and good, and you may be rejected by it. So continue in the right way. So Allah gives as a final statement to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. Ya Muhammad, we know that your heart seizes and is anguished at that what they say when they reject the truth and the righteousness you're calling them. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. All I ask you to do is to glorify the name of your Lord, the Most High, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ, and maintain your sujood to me, maintain your obedience to me. It's not about whether they believe in you or not, it's whether you've delivered the message or not, and whether you've maintained a righteous life. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيكَ الْيَقِينَ, and maintain your ibadah until your yaqeen comes. Yaqeen is your death comes, your eventual end, your certainty arrives. And then Allah begins Surah An-Nahl. Ata amrullah, it has arrived the instruction of Allah, and that day of judgment has arrived. Fala tastajilu, but do not be waiting in earnest for it. And it's as if Allah is saying, it's already come, you just don't know it. In your time frame, you are waiting for it, but my order's already been given. Everything has been set in motion, the final messenger has been sent, and everything has been decided. Surah An-Nahl is a powerful, powerful surah. And it focuses on the blessings of Allah, ni'mah, the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah speaks about His blessings, and that the greatest blessing of them is the Qur'an. Allah mentions this in three places in Surah An-Nahl, the greatest ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is His revelation and reminder. And therefore Allah says, I've given you these blessings, so have you been thankful? And Allah speaks about blessings in different ways. He speaks about the sun and the moon. He speaks about vegetation and the rain. He speaks about our mind and intellect. He speaks about faith. And He speaks about the Qur'an and the spirit of revelation. So what are the blessings mentioned? The creation of man, the creation of animals for us, water, fruit, night and day, the alterations in the sun and the moon, the earth, the oceans, the stars, all of those are given as signs from Allah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us that these are blessed things that I've given you, and these are blessings from Allah. Those are things that are blessings in general. Then He becomes specific. He speaks about the blessings of Allah in terms of cattle, al-an'am, honey and the bee. He speaks about rizq and that it's in His control. He speaks about our wives and our husbands, our children. He speaks about the parable of a person who's been given wealth and has a share of influence over others. And He speaks about the parable of being a free man compared to being enslaved and in bondage and put under the thumb of others. He speaks about the one who's unable to hear and understand comparing to the one who has rationale and thinking and a clear-sightedness. All of those are things that Allah claims as blessings that He has bestowed upon us. Then Allah asks us to think critically, to be logical. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, is the one who created, can he be made equal to the one who hasn't created? How can you create, how can you make equal this stone idol to the creator of the heavens and the earth? Can the one who has no faith be equated with the one who has belief? Can the one who has migrated and struggled in the path of God be made equal to the one who has sat back at home and done nothing? Can the one who has created mankind and spread them on the earth be made equal to one who has brought nothing? Subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is elevated above all that they estimate Him. So then Allah, after transitioning from blessings to thinking clearly about the blessings, He asks us to be observing His creation. He says, look into the womb of your mother. Look into the creation and the floating and the flying of the birds. Look at the upkeep of even the shadows and the shade that Allah has provided. Look at the clothes that you wear. Look at everything that you have, the materials that you clothe yourself in. It's come out of a fruit. It's come out of a cotton seed. The skins of the animals that you wear. Everything is provided for you by Allah up to this day. And examples then are given. An example of a town that used to believe and then فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ and then began to disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala أَذَاقَهَا and Allah tested it with pestilence and difficulty. Allah gives the example of إِبْرَاهِيمَ كَانَ أُمَّ Ibrahim was by himself was a nation of faith calling to that which is righteous subhanahu wa ta'ala. So finally Allah then gives a final advice to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam أُدْعُوا إِلَى سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ. Let people understand this. Call them to the path of righteousness, the way of your Lord. Bil hikmah, with wisdom. Wal maw'idhati al-hasana, with good counsel. Wajadilhum billati ahsan, and show them the best of your manners. May Allah bless us with the Quran. This was another daily tafsir, juz number 14 of our juz a day with your brother Yahya Ibrahim. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.